Title: Defense Contracting Innovation in State of Flux. Content: Note. This post was originally published in the April 2017 issue of the National Defense Industrial Association, S. National Defense Magazine. Over the last few years, both the Department of Defense and Congress have been pursuing innovation in defense-related technologies, processes or methods, including research and development, from a variety of sources and through a variety of procurement techniques and strategies. In the fiscal year 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, signed into law by then-President Barack Obama December 23, Congress continued its expansion of acquisition authorities designed to promote contracting for defense innovation. At the same time, however, Congress also directed a significant reorganization of the Office of the Secretary of Defense, abolishing the position of Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics and creating two new positions, the Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering and the Undersecretary for Acquisition and Sustainment, in order to further emphasize the need for defense innovation. Senator John McCain, Republican, Arizona, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, in a November 30 statement declared that the NDAA firmly establishes innovation as a primary mission of the Department of Defense. At the same time, however, the NDAA put the brakes on outgoing Defense Secretary Ashton Carter's fledgling Defense Innovation Unit Experimental, or DIUX, which was created to target innovation efforts with commercial companies in Silicon Valley and elsewhere. Pending further review of DIUX's activities in comparison to other organizations that are also pursuing defense innovation technologies. So while contracting for defense innovation has arrived under the law, it is not yet clear exactly who will be in charge of pursuing and procuring innovation, at least in the near term. While the outgoing Obama administration objected to the congressionally mandated reorganization and limits on DIUX, Secretary of Defense James Mattis has apparently embraced the reforms called for in the NDAA. In a February 17 memorandum for the Acting Deputy Secretary of Defense, Mattis declared that he was firmly committed to addressing congressional concerns and aggressively exploring and implementing reforms to improve the department's ability to be innovative and responsive. Mattis also called for a recommendation on the designation of a chief innovation officer and options for the treatment of innovation organizations within the department. In the coming months, the department will reveal how it plans to implement and execute the new innovation authorities granted by Congress, and the organization changes will be effective February 1, 2018. While DOD's internal structure and senior leadership roles will be changing, the acquisition reforms intended to spur further defense innovation have arrived and are here to stay. In Section 213 of the NDAA, Congress made permanent the Defense Research and Development Rapid Innovation Program, which is intended to stimulate innovative technologies and acquisition processes in order to insert rapidly new technologies and capabilities primarily into major defense acquisition programs. The program is directed principally at small businesses participating in the Small Business Innovation Research Program, the defense laboratories, and other small or large businesses with innovative solutions. In May 2015, the Government Accountability Office said the program was making slow progress, although there was a high degree of interest from contractors. According to the report, DoD Rapid Innovation Program, some technologies have transitioned to military users, but steps can be taken to improve program metrics and outcomes. Perhaps the somewhat lengthy process noted by the GAO in the RIP program can be attributed to the fact that the program leads to the award of conventional government contracts that require adherence to the notoriously detailed Defense Department procurement regulations and processes. In Section 847 of the NDAA, Congress revised the definition of major defense acquisition program to exclude an acquisition program or project that is carried out using the Rapid Innovation Program. It remains to be seen whether the department can improve the program now that it is permanent and excluded from major defense program requirements. Meanwhile, a NANTRA